Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good morning, Beamer family. This is David Olson calling in from my home office here in Idaho on a beautiful blue sky winter morning. And I'm co-hosting with Nancy Pellegrini today. Now, Lisa Diamond has another obligation. She's actually at a yoga retreat, and I'm so envious. Good for her. Some quick announcements. Of course, we have a huge event to kick off 2021. Don't let the door hit you in the butt, 2020, on your way out. So on Saturday, January 9th, this coming Saturday at noon Eastern, we're having a kickoff national event at BeamerMeetings.com, and we're going to be hearing from our CEO, Albert Bosk, and our Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Joshua Burka. Of course, our national directors, Chris and George Veronis, several of the regional directors. There's going to be lots of announcements for things that are being unveiled in 2021, and it should be a really great way to start off the year. Other things that are happening, Canada pricing on the Beamer Pro set and the Classic set stays reduced. We lobbied really hard for that pricing to stay where it was at the beginning of 2021, so that Beamer Pro normally is $7,890 and it is still currently $6,990, savings of $900 Canadian. We have academies coming up on January 15th and 16th in the United States, Canada the 16th and 17th. So that's a Friday, Saturday for the U.S. It's a Saturday, Sunday for Canada. And then academies on the 22nd and 23rd in the United States, the 29th and the 30th, and the 30th and 31st. So if we have new distributors, let's get them into those academies, get them registered, help them go into their back office and make sure we're getting them registered. And let's see, our sales contest, it ended really strong. Gosh, there's people that sold over 30 Beamers during that sales contest. I know our own Blog Talk host, Susan Barrington, I mean, I think she sold 25 or something. It was just a crazy number. So congratulations to everybody that hit those incredible bonuses for that last quarter of 2021. And just want to talk about goal setting going into 2021. Anybody is welcome to email me at david.olson, O-L-S-O-N, not E-N, david.olson, O-L-S-O-N, at beamermail.com. If you want this form that Casey Conrad developed for us, she did a really great marketing course last year, and she talks about the six pillars of marketing and how you want to become top of mind in your community as the Beamer person. And so, you know, a really well-built house has some very central supporting structures or pillars in it that take the load. And if you don't have all these things equally balanced, you know, you're probably not going to optimize that dwelling. Well, same with your business. You know, so much of what we do is through our personal network, but that's just one of these six pillars as we're trying to share Beamers and get them into people's lives. And so the six pillars are, and, you know, definitely email me for this spreadsheet so you can see it. And it's kind of a calendar. It goes through each month of the year, and it has these six pillars on it. But they are personal marketing. Of course, that's what we're most of us are doing anyway, working with our personal network of people and educating them, piquing them, doing presentations, and hopefully three-way calls. But the next pillar is guerrilla marketing. And so guerrilla marketing is something I do a lot, and that is, you know, in the age of pre- and post-COVID, I would attend different types of events. I have a Beamer tent, you know, I would attend bike races or golf tournaments or ultra running events or things like that. I'd also would do trade fairs. Maybe my local Gold's Gym is doing some kind of health fair, things like that. You know, we cannot do medical trade fairs per compliance, but these other kinds of fairs we can definitely do. And so perhaps maybe an equine show or a dressage show. I mean, I always present at the Boise Dressage Festival. So that's a great way of just getting out there and, you know, getting Beamer known in a guerrilla marketing sense. The other pillar is community marketing. You know, what are you doing for your community without any expectation of return to yourself? Are you volunteering yourself, getting yourself out there, volunteering for different types of organizations and charitable events and things like that? Volunteering your Beamer for some particular charitable event, things like that. That's community marketing. And then corporate marketing, going to businesses. You know, we have Idaho Central Credit Union is a really big credit union in Idaho, and it's headquartered in Pocatello. So in 2021, one of my goals is to definitely sit down with their chief wellness officer, because it's a big organization. Of course, they have a wellness officer. And hopefully scheduling some time to do a presentation to the staff and volunteer my Beamer maybe, you know, one day a week for a couple hours over the lunch hour and start getting their employees turned on to it. The goal, of course, is for the corporation to eventually understand how it would benefit them by bringing a Beamer into their business, because as an employer, your goal is to increase productivity, reduce downtime, reduce healthcare costs. This is one reason my local ski and bike shop ended up buying two Beamers. I got a Beamer in there. I volunteered and went there several days a week for an hour or two over last spring, running the employees through it. So a lot of the employees, they're young, athletic. They're always hurting themselves in their various sports. And by the end of the spring, the owners bought a Beamer for the store. But then they were personally having such a great experience, they took it home. And then this fall, they bought another one for the store. And so that's just an example of corporate marketing. And then, of course, referral marketing is the fifth pillar. And getting referrals from the people that we're presenting to. Because, you know, Beamer's right for everybody, but not everybody's right for Beamer at this time. And so timing's everything. And when you have been working with somebody and, you know, it's decision time and they're just like, gosh, you know what, it's just really not in the budget right now. Hey, no worries. You know, with your permission, let me follow up with you. I'll check back with you in a few months. And, you know, if there's information I can send you that's relevant to what you're going through, is it okay if I send that to you? And then also, who do you know that you'd like to be introduced to Beamer? Because the way I view it, everyone, is, you know, I'm not trying to sell Beamer so much as I am trying to just create ambassadors that understand what Beamer does. You know, whether they bring a Beamer into their life or not, doesn't really matter. I mean, I do care because I care about them as people, but primarily I'm just trying to educate them so that maybe someday they say something to somebody else and that person's life gets changed. That's how I feel like I'm doing my job, is just sharing and educating and creating ambassadors that know what it does. And, of course, I'm going to ask them, who do you know? And get referrals from them. And then that last pillar is retention. What are we doing for our existing customers to make sure they're having a good experience? You know, with my personal customers, they hear from me every day the first week, every week the first 6 weeks, every month the first quarter, every quarter the first year, and then a couple times every year afterwards. I'm always checking in with them, making sure they're having a good experience, and of course asking them, who do you know? But a happy customer is going to tell 5 people, and an unhappy customer is going to tell 20. So it really serves us to take good care of the people that we've introduced Beamer to. So those 6 pillars of marketing are what really make us top of mind in our community. In the 5 years I've been involved with Beamer and in the 2 small communities that I spend most of my time in, it's interesting because now 5 years later, I really am known as the Beamer guy. And Beamer is becoming more prolific. I think we're going through a watershed moment in North America where microcirculation is starting to be more closely looked at by the allopathic world. And so it's much easier to introduce Beamer today because I have so many people involved in Idaho that are using it and experiencing it that now it's very often where somebody says, oh, yeah, I've heard about that. I've heard your name. And that wasn't the case 5 years ago. I mean, we were definitely pioneering 5 years ago, and we still are today because there's only like 60 to 70,000 Beamers in all of North America. And remember, Beamer's mission statement 23 years ago was a Beamer in every home. And so if that's the mission statement, we haven't even scratched the surface on where we can go with Beamer and changing people's lives in North America. And, I'd like to hear from Nancy and just hear what she's doing with some of these different pillars, you know, personal, guerrilla, community, corporate, referral, and retention. Nancy, share with us what your plans are for 2021.
Hey, good morning, David. Thank you for having me on this call. I really appreciate it. I think this is the first time I've done a Whatever Wednesday. And hello, Beamer people in Beamerland. I don't know how many you've got on the call, David. I can't see the board, but great topic for today, I think, and timely for this beginning of the year. Now, I personally had not seen Casey's pillars, so I had not seen this. So when David shared this with me, I really like it because I have set some definite goals for myself. And one of the things, David, that I think that's interesting, that I think a fact, that a lot of people will set a goal and they focus so much on that goal, but they say, okay, I want to do this in 2021, but they really focus so much just on what they want to do, but they don't go back to the place where it's the process, right? How am I going to achieve that? I've run many marathons, and not bragging or anything, but I liken a lot of things that I do in my goal setting to running a marathon. I set a goal in 16 weeks, I'm running this marathon. Well, I just can't sit back idle and not do anything to get to that goal, right? That vision is there for me, but now I have to go back on a daily basis, a weekly basis, a monthly basis to do what I need to do to achieve what I want to achieve. And so these pillars are great because you set your goal, whatever it is for yourself, for Beamer and life, but then you have to take the action and do the movements every day to get there. And for me personally, for 2021, I have my definite goals for Beamer, and I love these contests that we have, David, because it allows me to see what other people are doing, and then it gives me a visual in my mind, and it gives me a point where, okay, I want to make 20 sales in 4 months kind of thing, right? So what do I need to do that? And so I really like these incentives. So I've got personal goals for myself for Beamer, and I have personal goals for myself from a spiritual standpoint, from a health standpoint, from a family standpoint. So those are things that I'm working through right now. Actually, I have my Beamer goals set. I'm building my other ones so that they're there. And I look at them, David, I break them into quarters. I break our year into quarters, as you kind of mentioned that, I think, or maybe you did not. But, and I'm always kind of like looking to see what, if I've achieved that quarter, if I've not quite gotten there, okay, what do I need to do to up my game for the next quarter? And jump in anytime you want, David, with me, please.
No, this is great stuff. Everybody should be paying attention to Nancy, because, I mean, she was one of the, if not the top recruiter in all of North America in this last quarter of 2020.
Yeah,
what are you doing, Nancy?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing, Nancy, in terms of personal growth? What are your, besides Beamer, we got to be better human beings to better share Beamer. What are you doing in that way?
Yeah. You know, that's a great question. And balance, that's one thing I'm really working on for this year, because I really was everything Beamer. And one thing for me, it's personally, is to really balance myself out throughout my day and get more, like, part of what you talked about, the pillars here is like community involvement. I didn't do a lot of that last year, you know, shame on me. So that's one thing for me personally this year, is to be more involved in a community way, and whether or not it's Beamer or not Beamer, Beamer always comes into the picture in my life. So,
well,
but it's to be
Nancy,
more. Yes.
In your
David?
Defense, I mean, in the year of COVID, 2020 was a challenging year to go out there
100%.
And participate in the community and do charitable events and things like that. So, I think it was really tough for everybody in 2020 to participate in that kind of way in the community. And hopefully later in 2021, you know, we can get back to doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, you know, David, I kind of give my charity in a very subtle way, where I'm the girl that packs, you know, warm clothing into bags and hands them out to homeless people. And I don't tell people that I do that. I'm just telling whoever's listening to us on the call that I do that. Or I'll do a drive through at a fast food restaurant, even though that's not really healthy food, and I'll hand out food if there's, I see somebody soliciting on the street for money. And I do those things on a regular basis. So I, you know, but I mean, from a more bigger community perspective, there's a, we have this, it's called VAS, and it's a skiing group, that goes up to Gross. We work out of Gross Mountain, and it's volunteers for people with special needs and for physical disabilities. And so, I missed the cutoff to do the training for that this year. They do have that this year, which is great. So you work with taking blind skiers down, or people that might have certain physical disabilities. So you learn how to work with the equipment to get people on the lifts and take them down. So that's one thing that I'm excited about doing in my plan for when we can do more community stuff. Guerrilla events. You mentioned something about doing events, David, for on the pillars here for the community. And as you said, it's a little bit tough right now because of the COVID thing. But what's really exciting is I'm going to be participating in an online trade show, a virtual show. I was somebody reached out to me. Yes. So somebody had reached out to me because I had been in other trade shows, so my name was probably in their roster, and they reached out to ask if I would be interested in doing an online virtual wellness and fitness trade show. And so I did get approval, as we have to do, from head office, and they're working through right now the different videos, but we have so much information that Beamer has provided us. It's going to be something that they don't even, this group will create certain videos for you if you need to, but we don't need to do that because we have all this material. So it's quite exciting. And the price is less than what I would pay if I was to be a vendor. And it runs for 3 months. So I've got
no kidding.
Time. Yeah. So I'll share with you, David, how this works out. But so I am now seeking out what virtual events are going on. And rest assured, people out there, that this is what has to happen. These trade shows, these shows that are going on, companies, that's their livelihood. So, of course, they're going to start to get creative to do things virtually. And so I say, get on, I'm a research queen, so get in the computer, start researching what virtual health and wellness events are going on. And guess what? We're an international company. So you can get on a virtual trade show in England or in Canada or in another state or another province. And so, you know, seek that out. I say do your research. And so that's one of the things that I'm doing this year. And I talked about volunteering community. Corporate relationships, that's a huge thing on my to-do list and plan for this year. That is an untapped market in my eyes. And businesses now more than ever are seeing employees working at home. So out here in Canada, companies have what they call wellness programs, which you have there, but they also have financial assistance that they give some companies, some of the bigger companies, that they give their employees. And so they've upped that ante in some of the companies to provide. And so that's one thing that I'm definitely focused on. It's one area I'm focusing on, is to promote Beamer in a corporate wellness way. Airlines, you know, we've got some big utility companies and first responders, hello, firefighters, you know.
Well,
police.
I'm glad you mentioned
they've got
Nancy.
All this, yeah.
Yeah, because firefighters, that's definitely at the top of my list for corporate marketing. I have a bunch of fire stations in this community, and I'm going to be going to these fire stations and introducing myself to the chief of each of these stations and just seeing if I can set up a presentation on, you know, how to help them. Yeah, I mean, it's one of the more challenging careers out there. And they're already, you know, in that career. It's incredibly athletic and tough, and they're dealing with lots of toxicity from the environment that they have to tackle. So I recommend everybody be concentrating on the firehouses in your community and see if you can get Beamers into those firehouses. And you have also guys that are in there, or women that are in their late 40s, 50s. They've been career firefighters, and their bodies are breaking down, and they're looking for alternatives in terms of career choices, you know, so something to think about that way. For our audience, people that came in late, you know, we're going over the six pillars of marketing that Casey Conrad introduced last year. If you didn't hear me earlier and you want this spreadsheet, email me at david.olson, O-L-S-O-N, at beamermail.com, and I'm happy to send it to you. You know, the other thing that you talked about, Nancy, were the contests, you know, like Fast Track, the sales contest that we do, and we can develop teams. It's a great thing to participate in, everyone. And with that, you know, being, you know, tracking your progress, the accountability tracker, I think, is a really important tool for me. It just tracks the basic things that we need to be doing to getting Beamers into people's lives, from, you know, approaching somebody on the product or the business, setting up that first presentation appointment, doing a three-way call, follow-ups. These are things that you can check off on the spreadsheet. And I email it to one of my mentors every Monday. And I just finished emailing it 104 Mondays in a row. So 52 Mondays to George, and then Bettina took over, and I just finished emailing it every Monday another 52 weeks to Patina. And I encourage people to get this too and take advantage of it, and I'll email it to everybody. I want to remind everybody, it is Whatever Wednesday, and we're here to answer questions on anything Beamer related. Doesn't have to do with this particular topic on goal setting. So hit one on the queue if you have questions for us. And I'll turn it back over to you, Nancy. I just wanted to interject with those two things.
Yeah, no, awesome, David. I'll go quickly with the next couple here. You talked about referral. I do that kind of all the time. If somebody's just really not not there in that moment in time. Definitely, I ask for referrals, you know, and really try to develop that relationship with the person in regards to that. And retention, I'm the follow-up queen. I heard Sue Barrington in one of the interviews that was done. I can't remember now, maybe one of the national calls. I am that girl. So that is huge for me. And I kind of do that drip, drip, drip. I'm that girl. Like if anyone's ever watched Finding Nemo or whatever it is, because what it was called. And there was that scene where Nemo's in this, somehow got himself into a fish tank in a dentist's office, and that girl with the braces and the freckles, and she's poking at that glass, and she's poking, like, boop, boop, boop on the glass, and because she wants that fish. Well, I'm that girl that is that girl that does that little poke, 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 and just remind right. people. I do that even with people on my team. Did you want to say something?
Yeah. No, go ahead, Nancy. I'm listening.
Yeah, so I do that with people on my team, too. I might send out a picture of that or, you know, hey, you know, I'll go, hey, you got one more sale to get to be a senior. Like, I'll do some fun things, you know, because we have to have fun. And that's one thing, too, is that you can't be serious about things all the time. And
right.
I have to remind myself, right? And so if there's anyone that is out there that wants to phone in and offer some of their tips or have questions, you know, we're ready to hear that.
Yes, and
sure.
We do have a couple callers in the queue.
Yay.
So let's take our first caller, area code 909-796, 909-796. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Susan. I'm from Southern California.
Hi, Susan.
I have a neighbor across the street who is interested in the Beamer. His main issue that he's wanting to resolve is some numbness and tingling in his lower arms and hands at nighttime. So I just wonder if what would be the best approach. I'm assuming it would be the use of the pad, and when he would use that and where he would use that on his body.
Well, Susan, I mean, I would recommend. I mean, is he going to be using one of yours? Is he coming to your home? I mean, how often is he going to be able to use it, first of all?
Yeah, I'm going to encourage him to rent one.
Great
yeah,
idea.
Because I use mine every day, and I
yeah.
wouldn't want him to come here, and I want to take
yep.
one over there.
And so
yeah.
it's going to be a go set, right? So you're using the B pad or the B spot. Is that right?
Right. Yeah, I'm thinking the pad.
Yes.
But I'm, you know.
So
the problem is at
so
nighttime.
So it's a go set, so there's no B body.
Like right.
Okay, so you're just going to follow the basic plan, Susan. You know, you're gonna turn the arrow to low under settings, and twice a day you're going to have him do, you know, the spine in the morning, in between the legs in the evening, following the basic plan, starting at intensity level 1, running through 6, if he ends up having it 6 weeks, 1 through 6. But then in addition to that, and this is going to take some coaching on your part, you're going to have to, you know, really coach him on that high-low setting. So to achieve the systemic full-body effect, you know, you're going to use the arrow pointing down to low and follow the basic plan using the purple icon, the intensity icon. But then for some local applications, you know, you could have him do his arms, for example. And that's when you would want to turn the arrow to high and use the program setting like program 1 or program 2, depending on how much time he has. I mean, the best thing he can be doing, though, is just doing the basic plan. That's my suggestion.
Mm.
Nancy, do you have anything different you want to add?
No, I think you kind of nailed it. I mean, the spine, I think, is really important in this case for sure, because your central and peripheral nervous system, you know. Susan, you said there's tingling and numbness in the hands. I mean, you know, we're not, I mean, Beamer's not, you know, a diagnosis like for this, do that. I mean, we,
yeah.
But as Dr. Burkett says, Beamer works 100% of the time on 100% of the people. I think
right.
David's suggestions
right.
were really good. So spine, 100% for sure. I think the specific areas, absolutely. You know, I think David's directives were bang on. You seem to have a bit of there, Susan. What was that?
But Matt, I don't know. I was thinking when you said focus on the spine, I just thought, well, maybe he should do the spine morning and evening instead of between the legs in the evening. That's kind of what I was thinking when you said that.
Sure, I agree. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
You could do that. I mean, I just know Dr. Burka has suggested if we're going to do the basic plan, spine in the morning, in between the legs in the evening.
You
know, he could do them back to back. He could do 8 minutes on the spine in the morning and then move it in between the legs, do 8 minutes. And so it's a 16-minute commitment twice a day.
I think it's really important,
Susan, to set up expectations, under-promise. Hey, this may not seem to have any kind of effect in this 1 month rental, right? And so under-promising, over-delivering, pre-framing what the experience could be and letting them know that, you know, honestly, 4 weeks may not be enough, and continue educating him and perhaps get him on three-way calls with other people that have had great experiences, and maybe he'll come to the realization that, yeah, this is a lifetime commitment. And, you know, maybe it does make sense for me to bring one into my life full time, and there will be a lot of other benefits that I'm going to receive, too.
Yeah, yeah. If he did local application in addition to the basic program, considering that his problem is at nighttime, would you suggest doing the local application at nighttime?
Well, I mean, once you go to bed, you know, since there is no sleep program with the Go Set, I mean, then you're going to go to bed and hopefully have a good night's sleep. So you could, before bed, you know, maybe do a session on each hand, you know, program one using the B spot on each hand, perhaps. And the spot, you don't have to worry about the arrow key, because the spot is always on high, no matter what the high low button says. So that might be a suggestion. Do both hands before he goes to bed.
All right. Very good. That gives me some ideas to him. Thank you.
Well, you bet. We wish you the best, and we wish him the best. Thanks for calling in.
Okay.
Area code 802-236, 802-236. You're live on Blog Talk.
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call. It's Janet Spangler up in Vermont, or over in Vermont, calling in.
Hi, Janet.
Hi. And I have a question about a woman that I signed up, maybe it was in January, February last year. She is an IDDJ. She purchased the horse set. She's American, but she lives in Singapore. She's there for about another 3.5 years or something. They're on work, and then she'll be back here, I think. So she's over there. She's got her horse set. She spread it around her barn. One of her dear friends, who is also in Singapore, decided she wanted to purchase one. And so they have them. They had them, you know, shipped here and then repackaged and sent over there, and cost them a lot. Now she wants to go on with some people that are interested in purchasing the product, and she's asked me, is there any way to get it there seamlessly without all of that? Now, I know we're not open in Singapore yet, but what
are
your
thoughts?
So
you have your answer. There is no easy way to do it, and we're not open in Singapore. So the way you did it in the past is the way you're going to have to do it going forward until that changes.
Hey, but you know what? I say way to go. Hats off to you that it's in Singapore, and you've got to step ahead of a lot of people, and that's what I would say to the person if they say, well, it's just so much hassle. I'd say, yeah, but just wait. We're planning on opening up in the Asian countries, and, you know, that person's going to have a big leg up, so, you know, do what you have to do to get it there, and congratulations, I say.
Yeah, this person could be a future partner of yours in Asia.
Well, I'm hoping so. She's been great so far. She's actually got a friend who just moved from Singapore to Australia, And this is where it came in, was my Singapore friend said, well, she'd be gangbusters at this, and she wants the horse bit, but she doesn't want to go through all the rigmarole to get it there. You know, what can we do? And so I have another question. I think that there are some European, not European, there's some countries over there on the other side of the pond that are independently run, whatever. They're not like distributors in this country. And so was she run into a conflict with somebody? If there's, I think there's someone in Malaysia now. I'm not positive, but.
No, no, there's no restrictions anywhere in the world.
So her friend that went to Australia can actually purchase product, have it sent there, and actually sign up people in Australia.
Sure. Yes. You bet. I mean, the orders may ship from that local country or some place in proximity, but a distributor can be a distributor under anybody else anywhere in the world.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So are we open in Australia?
I'm looking right now.
No, we're not.
We're not.
But there are
people
that are distributors, I think, in Australia, David.
And, Janet, if you go into your online store and then click on visit the online store. So I'm not saying the back office. You're in your online store, and then on any of those blue hyperlinks that say visit the online store, if you click on that hyperlink, you'll get to the next page where you see the major headings, sets, control units, applicators, accessories, et cetera. Up at the top right, there's the United States drop-down menu. You click on that, and that will give you all the countries that we're in, so you can see.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Thank you. I'll take another look there. One more question. Do you guys have any idea when the Asia is going to open up?
When Asia is going to open up?
Or we're going to
open
up in Asia, I should say? No idea.
No idea.
Okay. Okay.
Yep. All right. Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Yeah. Thank you.
And area code 720-774. 720-774. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hello, David. Mary King calling from snowy Colorado. No snow.
Hi, Mary.
Oh, I love Blog Talk. I really appreciate some of the things you've emphasized today. Some I'd like to see incorporated into academies, but follow up often. I mean, sometimes that's all we hear at academy, and maybe you and Bettina and Nora include that, in urging and encouraging that frequent follow up. And then I also deeply appreciate your mentioning, maybe it was last week, sharing your expectations with a prospect for becoming an IBD, not just helping them become an IBD in case somebody might be interested someday. Those people never seem to make it, no matter how much you encourage them, because that's their motive, just in case. And
yes.
And then I'm going to email you for that list. I know I have the six pillars, but I'll email you that for that list. And I also appreciate you mentioning the expectations of outcome within 4 weeks may not be enough, and just working with them to help them realize, and sometimes it's a story, like you said, a three-way, because we have stories, the three-way to help encourage that person to press on. This will help your health. You will be hopefully regaining your health in the near, you know, whatever you share in the near future. That's our major goal, Mike and I, is that people regain their health and keep it. And then I have, you know, a list of the other goals that are more specific than that. Anyway,
right.
Appreciate you so much, and great sharing, both of you, today.
Thanks, Mary. We appreciate you too, and thanks for calling in. Let's have a great 2021. It is almost time to wrap up our show. If we don't have anybody else with questions, Nancy and I won't talk just to hear ourselves talk. And do email me if you want the accountability tracker or the six pillars of marketing that Casey shared with us last year. And hit one in the queue to get into the queue. Hit one on your phone to get into the queue. if you have any questions, and we'll hang out here for a second. Otherwise, if we don't have anybody pop up, let's get on with our Wednesday, January 6th, and go change a bunch of lives. Nancy, anything you want to wrap up with?
No, I think that was great, David. I really appreciate being on the call, and thanks to the people that did call in. And it was fun. It was great. And all I can say out there for whoever's listening or anyone that listens to the recording, make a plan. Have a plan. Break it down into quarters through the year, but have a plan and look at it. It's like I look at mine on a regular basis, just for work, for life, for personal, for spiritual, you know. And go make it a great day. And we've got our
great
national call coming up on Saturday. I think
yep.
Don't miss that.
Exactly. And a shout out to Lisa Diamond. I hope she's having a great thanks for co-hosting with me today, Nancy. And everybody, make it a great Wednesday. Go out there and change some lives, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
All right. Ciao, ciao.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.